And so to Hotel California, released in December 1976, an album that had been made by Zimzik and the Eagles with almost microscopic perfection.
When Hotel California was done, and we delivered it and it came out, I don't think anybody in the band had any idea that it would receive the recognition that it did. Again, we were all so into it. We had been working on it for such a long time. We weren't quite sure what was on tape, but we knew that it was done, and we knew that we were proud of it. And like 2 years later, without a big head or without coming from a position of ego, it really was kind of a landmark project. But it was perfect chemistry. And that is the essence of a band situation. So there's some variables in there that I really can't justify or explain. But in context, it did take a long time, but I think it justified itself.
Two of Walsh's major contributions to the album as a writer and musician were Pretty Maids All in a Row and Life in the Fast Lane.
Life in the Fast Lane kind of expressed the stereotype L.A. run around in your Porsche 24-hour boogie mode that unfortunately is too true for a lot of people. It wasn't really a statement about the guys in the band or about anybody in particular. It's kind of disturbing to see the extremes that the bourgeois jet set will involve themselves in. For instance, disco almost turned into a lifestyle. And it's such a non-meaningful thing to base one's life on. Life in the Fast Lane was kind of a statement trying to negate or just wake people up to, hey, there's a lot more to life than strobe lights.